This is JIS News. Coming up, country on track to meet 2015 literacy targets, more job prospects for persons with disabilities, and employers want greater focus on vocational training. Details after the break. Stay with us.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Jamaica is on track to meet its target of 85% literacy among grade 4 students by 2015.
You may be interested to know that our target in literacy is probably going to be met, but it's going to be met by the prodigious performance of the girls.
Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He says the ministry will be looking to consolidate its progress in literacy by deploying an additional 100 literacy specialists to all regions. The literacy specialists will also be seeking to improve the performance of boys. The 2012 labor market survey by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security has revealed that a significant number of job opportunities will be opened up for persons with disabilities. This was disclosed by the Director of Economic and Social Research in the Ministry, Shane Palmer. Mr. Palmer, who was addressing a recent labor market forum, said employers and human resource managers participating in the survey pointed to the possibility of just over 200 job openings in their organizations. These, he notes, include 112 for persons who are physically challenged, 62 for the deaf or hearing impaired, 23 for the blind or visually impaired, and 21 for persons deemed intellectually challenged. The forum, held under the theme Reshaping the Jamaican Labor Market to Foster Economic Growth and Development, was organized by the Planning Institute of Jamaica and the Labor Market Information Technical Advisory Committee in collaboration with the Labor Ministry and the Inter-American Development Bank. In the meantime, employers have indicated a need for changes in Jamaica's education curriculum with greater focus on technical training to better prepare persons for the job market. Director of Economic and Social Research in the Ministry, Shane Palmer, says approximately 30% of the 606 employers or human resource managers participating in the 2012 labor market survey indicated a need to boost the technical vocational skills training component of the curricula.
It's important, especially for job seekers, to keep abreast of the changes that are taking place in the labor market. Persons need to also embrace the concept of lifelong learning. Gone are the days where persons can have a specific skill but don't have a certificate. Persons need to be certified because that is the way forward.
The recent labor market forum was also used to officially unveil the 2012 labor market study titled A Guide to Employment Opportunities in Jamaica. And the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce is ramping up its communications campaign for the Logistics Hub with a free training opportunity, Logistics 101. The three-hour session is being offered on request to any group, institution, or organization anywhere in Jamaica seeking to expand its knowledge of the issues associated with Jamaica's global logistics hub. The training package was designed by the Caribbean Maritime Institute, the CMI, in response to the expressed need for information and a contextual framework within which to appreciate the importance of the logistics hub. The session, conducted by Executive Director of the CMI, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, takes the participants through topics such as trends in global shipping and the logistics industry, integrated logistics, the future of global supply chain, how the expansion of the Panama Canal will benefit Jamaica, and the importance of training and education. Particular focus is given to the importance of training and certification to global standards in support of the goal of preparing and positioning the workplace to take up the projected increase in the number of jobs which will become available. Logistics 101 training has already been conducted with a number of groups in corporate Jamaica and academia. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.